This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. It's undoubtedly one of the most popular works ever written for the operatic stage. With its sumptuous melodies and irresistible, touching love story, Madame Butterfly has for over 100 years been that rare work that appeals both to opera lovers and opera neophytes. A new production of Puccini's tragedy by Opera Southwest opens next weekend at Albuquerque's National Hispanic Cultural Center. With us this morning is the conductor of the performances, Opera Southwest's artistic director, Anthony Baresi. Tony, good morning.
Good morning to you.
It's great to have you back.
It's great to be back.
This is your first production of Madame Butterfly.
This is my first Madame Butterfly. I've done a lot of Puccini operas. I've done all the major ones. I've done even some of the minor ones. And this is the last major one that I've not yet done.
Undoubtedly, one of the most important aspects of its success over the years is the fact that it's beautiful music.
Yes.
When we say beautiful music, what are we talking about?
I think we're talking about the harmonies, the melodies, and really this was Puccini's last opera that he kind of wrote in this style. You got to remember, this is the turn of the century. People like Schoenberg were starting to do really experimental things, even Mahler. And Puccini was, you know, increasingly being seen as sort of, you know, saccharine, you know, heart on sleeve kind of thing. But he was also incredibly interested in contemporary music. He knew Stravinsky's music. He saw the Italian premiere of Piero Lumiere. And so after Butterfly, he had a compositional crisis. And the next thing we see out of him is Fanciulla del West, which is radically modern. And I think this was really just the last bit of Puccini that everybody knows and loves and can kind of sing along with. And it really is the fact that the harmonies are so beautiful and lush and the melodies are really memorable. He kind of got a little bit away from that after Butterfly.
Another real reason for the opera's success is this story. It's fascinating to me that this story has maintained its potency for over 100 years.
Yeah, it is. It is amazing because there's a lot of just blatant, you know, racism within the story, and the original play is much worse. But I do think this idea of the clash of cultures is just something that, you know, it's in West Side Story, it's Romeo and Juliet. I think people who came back from the war during World War II could identify this. People who came back from Vietnam could identify with this. I'm sure people who are coming back from Iraq can identify with this. Even though as a society and as a globe, we're coming together more and more because of the internet and things like that, I think there's always going to be these differences in cultures that are hard to reconcile. And I think this opera just encapsulates that beautifully.
And of course, one of the ways that it does that is with Puccini's music.
Absolutely. Puccini was intensely fascinated with what we call local color. So in Butterfly, he did derive a lot of these melodies from either authentic Japanese melodies or what he thought were authentic. There were a lot of these volumes going around in the time, people selling authentic Japanese melodies, and sometimes they were actually real and sometimes, you know, composed for the sake of just kind of fooling the public. But he was very interested in this, and there are these Japanese gongs, there's all kinds of local color. And one of the things that I love to talk about with this opera, and I'm going to be doing a lecture this Sunday at the Albuquerque Museum at 2:00 in conjunction with their Japanese Art Deco show.
Right.
One of the things that I love to talk about this is the way that Puccini compositionally structured the opera to go from very Western to very Eastern. So the opening of the opera starts with a fugue, which is the most, it's one of the highest pinnacles of Western thought in music. It can be a very rigid academic exercise. It sounds almost like an updated Bach. It's very contrapuntal. The second act, he opens up with not a fugue, but almost a canon. It's still imitative. It's still Western, but it's losing a bit of its Westernness. And then by the third act, or the second part of the second act, it opens up with everybody in unison screaming this lamenting Japanese folk song. So it's gone from this very dense counterpoint, this very Western idea, to kind of thinning that out. And to the very last act, it almost sounds like what we would imagine a Japanese orchestra would sound like. So it's a very conscious decision to make that architecture go from west to east throughout the whole piece.
Artistic director Anthony Baresi leads the orchestra in Opera Southwest production of Madame Butterfly at the National Hispanic Cultural Center in Albuquerque. Performances of Puccini's Romance begin March 17th and continue March 19th, 22nd, and 24th. For tickets, go to operasouthwest.org or call 243-0591. Tony, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
For Performance New Mexico, I'm Spencer Beckwith.